Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you like some studs and duds, according to USA Today, from last night's Dolphins game?
Yes, sir.
All right, a dud. Mike McDaniel. Plenty of people involved in the Dolphins' offensive meltdown deserve blame, but none more so than Mike McDaniel. Third-year head coach chose to start a quarterback who seemed clearly unprepared and unready to run the offense. The unprepared Dolphins offense managed to pick up 5 illegal shift penalties, including 3 on a single fourth-quarter drive. Adjustments have been minimal, and the Dolphins have been continuously banging their heads against the wall of opposing defenses, even when it's clear that certain concepts are not working at all. Last week, McDaniel told reporters he'd give up play calling duties if he thought it'd help the team get wins. That's looking like a better and better idea every week.
100%. It's his job. If he gives up play calling duties, I think that's indicative of his future with the Dolphins.
That's my point. Like, he's specifically here to call the offense. So if he give, like, you, that can't be on the table with him. That can't be on the table.
No. If it's like you're saying, if we get to that 1-6, 1-7, something has to change. I don't know if they'll have to snatch the clipboard out of his hand. But if he gives up play calling, we'll be looking for a new head coach next season.
Another dud, Tyler Huntley. It's hard to heap too much blame on Huntley, who joined the Dolphins less than 2 weeks before he was tasked with saving them in prime time. But he certainly didn't rise to the occasion much against the Titans. Huntley finished with 96 passing yards, thanks almost entirely to a string of completions in the final minutes of the game, along with 40 rushing yards. By the way, I won 2 Tyler Huntley props yesterday. I had over 33.5 rushing yards. That ticket cashed. And I had longest run will be over 11.5 yards. And I know he had a 12-yard run because that cashed in the first half. I forget if he had one longer in the second half, but I did cash a couple of Snoop Huntley props. Anyway, they write in USA Today, perhaps 3 more practices will help Huntley develop more of a connection with the Dolphins' speedy receivers. It'd be hard for him to have a performance that's any worse.
Yeah, 3 practices, that'll do it.
Come on, man. Here's a stud. Stud Jordan Brooks. He was good.
Yes.
Another stud, Emmanuel Ogba.
Had the pick.
Yep. But a dud, Devon Achane. With Raheem Mostert out of action, Achane has had to transition from a home run change of pace back for the Dolphins to a workhorse, but he hasn't done a great job of settling for the short gains that come with that job responsibility. Thanks to negative yardage on a couple of plays, Achane finished the night with 15 rushing yards on 10 carries.
I saw Raheem yesterday.
He looked like he's ready to go.
I had to separate the fandom from the friendship because the first thing popped in my mind was to say, bro, how you feeling? Like, you hurt? But I just said, man, what's going on? How you doing? You good?
Probably more appropriate.
Yeah, you know, but, man, you
who the hell are you to question him? What, he doesn't think he give you an answer. You're just the guy with the Pete Rose.
You walking fine, Heen. You look good, Heen. Boy, look healthy over there.
A couple of other studs, Jason Sanders, they have listed here in USA Today, and also Jalen Ramsey and Storm Duck.
Storm Duck, that's Jimmy's boy.
Yep.
It is funny, though, like we had all these darlings, Ethan Bonner. At one point, Jalen Waddle said nobody's progressed more than Ethan Bonner. Storm Duck was another one. Like all the Mo Kamara hasn't played a snap yet. Malik Washington.
He caught a ball.
Caught a ball. There we go.
They got a ball.
All right. Yeah. You went into yesterday's game, offense, without Raheem Mostert. Jeff Wilson Jr. got hurt during warmups, and your third and fourth wide receivers are D. Eskridge, who had one catch in garbage time with Seattle, who's been on the team for literally 6 hours, and Malik Washington, who hadn't taken a snap in his NFL career yet.
Hey, Salon, I think you're younger and you might have been jaded a little bit by this, cheering for Preston Williams and Anthony Callaway.
Isaiah Ford.
We need to have big games out of Tyreek and Waddle. We can't say, hey, Berrios, let's go. Hey, Estrich, get 6 for 90. It's not going to happen.
But if you can't run the ball, Crowder, then it's pretty obvious what you're doing. You're trying to find Tyreek and Waddle, and defenses are taking that away.
That's what you're paying them for. You're paying them to make plays.
But
you got to get them the ball.
Solana, do you think people play the Vikings and don't know the damn ball's going to Justin Jefferson? Did you watch Tampa with Mike Evans? He's getting the ball. If Baker drops back in the red zone, they're throwing the ball to Mike Evans. We know it. They know it. They just can't stop him. But you need to find a way that they can't stop Waddle or Tyreek. You know it's coming. Top receivers are going to get 12 targets.
Crowder, I watched the Buccaneers game. Guess what? Four different guys scored a touchdown for them in that game. Because they are able to go and find guys who can make plays. And the Dolphins are so top-heavy that everybody else on the roster...
Yeah, but they've got Baker Mayfield throwing the ball. It's this team is not what you're supposed to be watching. I'm not giving them a pass.
I get this.
This is not what you're supposed to be watching.
I get it, Hawk. I'm with you. But I still think it's silly to say, hey, just find a way to give it to Tyreek and Waddle. Like, I'm with you. But at the same time, all the defense has to do, because you can't block for more than half a second.
But you have to run some play. If it doesn't go to Achan and he can't run for more than 1.2 yard a carry, then it's got to go to someone else. You have to run plays. So even if the offensive line can't stop anybody, what are you suggesting?
Punt the ball.
On first down.
First down.
Definitely not the worst idea that I've heard.
Punt the ball every time you get it on first down.
That's out of the box thinking.
Crowder.
No, not on first down. Not on first down. First down, try a play.
Okay.
If it doesn't work, punt. We can't sit through that for 3 or 4 downs.
Crowder.
So I'm with Solana. Try one play. If it doesn't work, you don't have, I don't know, let's say 5 yards will be the cutoff. Just punt. And we're going to try it again. We're going to catch our breath. We're going to try it again.
Catch our breath.
Crowder, hear me out here. What's the percentage rate of muffing punts? I don't know. But if you increase the amount of punts in a game,
right,
that percentage goes up.
Just hope for a muff. Our offense is muff punt.
I don't think the percentage goes up, but I think your chance to cash in.
Right.
Yeah. No. It's listen, it's I'm open silly. To anything.
It's silly.
I say, wherever you are on the field, second down, try a field goal.
That's from your own 10.
Wherever you are on the field, try a field goal. Because if you can't get a first down on first down, then try a field goal. Because we're giving it back to them anyway. So what's the difference?
Jonnu Smith is a talented offensive player.
Where?
If you dare say the words Jonnu and package at any point together in the history of this show again, Crowder, you and I are going to throw hands, because there is no Jonnu Smith package. All we heard about in the offseason, wait till you see this Jonnu Smith package. Oh, this Jonnu Smith package. Where? Where is it?
His wife loves it.
They refuse, funny, they refuse to throw to a tight end. But when they do, tight end's going to drop it.
After Durham Smythe dropped the touchdown in the back corner of the end zone, I'm not going
to. We got to take a break. 4 o'clock hour's coming up.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.